U.S. broadcasts regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Great to be with you. Thanks for tuning into the show today. We have a great show lined up. We try to do that every day for you, Monday through Friday. We'll be here for a couple of hours. And today, is being Monday, the show is, of course, broadcast on the radio in your neck of the woods. And it's also on WeBeamTV.com, so you can watch the show as it's being broadcast. We, like W-E-Beam, B-E-A-M, WeBeamTV.com. John Gaston is in the studio with me today. He's the owner, producer of WeBeamTV.com, among other enterprises, and technical expertise is, he always surprises me how much he knows. And then Stephen is here, as always, behind the glass, working the boards, has been with me for a long, long, long time, and it's all good. Jessica Morris will be coming along onto the show today. From Vega. She hasn't been on for a while. I remember one time she was going to come on and she got sick and somebody pinched hit for her. So I'm glad that she'll be on. She's always upbeat, has interesting things to say. We're going to take a look at weight loss a little bit today with her. What is it? Diet, exercise? What do you need to do? Who knows? Well, we have some ideas about that. The research has helped us understand what seems to work, what doesn't work. I have written and talked about this extensively over the years, not only on this show, but in other contexts, and I've written a lot about it. You'll find a number of articles on my website about weight loss and my point of view about it. So we'll talk with Jessica about that. And then, as always, I report on stories and studies that are trending in the news. Well, it's seemingly a good piece of good news. Life expectancy in the United States, apparently, has reached an all-time high. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I have their report in my hand, it's entitled Mortality in the United States 2012, they're reporting that life expectancy is at an all-time high of 78 years, 9 1/2 months. If you were a child born in the year 2012, the life expectancy for that child increased about 6 weeks from the life expectancy in 2010 and in 2011. Again, this is according to the CDC. In their report entitled Mortality in the United States 2012, women born in 2012 are expected to live more than 81 years. Men, 76 and a half years. Yeah, you look at me funny like that, John. Here's what the report says. Life expectancy at birth represents the average number of years that a group of infants would live if the group was to experience throughout life the age-specific death rates present in the year of birth, end quote. Meanwhile, the life expectancy for people who are 65 years of age in 2012 was more than 19 years. Or About 20 and one half years for women and 18 years for men. Okay, so far so good. That particular figure has been increasing, the CDC said, since 2000, and they said it's really hard to say why. End quote. That's a quote from Robert Anderson, who oversees the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention branch that filed and compiled the report. Turns out, they also point out in the report that heart disease and cancer remain the leading causes of death in the U.S. Infant mortality dropped a little bit to a new low of 5.98 per 1,000 births. That, according to the CDC, is in a historic low. Both the United States infant mortality rate continues to be higher than in most European countries. So you, why would that be? We have a higher infant mortality rate than most European countries. Make sense of that. The 10 leading causes of death remained the same in 2012. As I said, heart disease and cancer were number one. You know, this is on its face, it seems like good news. And if people are living longer, that's always good news. Certainly. But it begs the question in my mind, and I'm not throwing cold water on this. I'm a medical researcher and I'm a journalist, and I ask questions. Why is it that our life expectancy is increasing? Oh, and by the way, when you check the CIA World Factbook page, we're ranked somewhere around 50 world for life expectancy. So it's a great shape here that we're living to, 78 years, 9.5 months on average. It's my view that some groups of people, some parts of the population, certain percentage, I don't think it's a big percentage, is living better. Their diet is better. Their lifestyle is better. But I remind you that we're now pushing and nudging in closer to 70% of the population being overweight or obese. I dare say that's not reflective of a culture or a society that's fit. And a large segment of the population, the prevalence of a sedentary life is stunning. It's up to 60%, if I recall correctly. So you got people who are not moving and people who are not moving and eating a lot. Not moving and eating a lot. But we're living longer. In my opinion, this is like a jigsaw puzzle. When you take different pieces, research pieces of the puzzle and start to piece it together, you conclude that this is a picture not of a society that's necessarily living a healthier existence and eating healthier and living healthier, but maybe a society that has medical technology and treatment and therapies of one sort or another that can keep people alive. Now, that sounds pessimistic and sounds like I'm being negative. I'm not. I really am not. I'm an optimist. And I'm trying to, if I could say, well, one third of the population was overweight or obese, wouldn't that be a lot better? And only one third are not exercising. But that's not the case. The majority of people are overeating and the majority of people are not moving. They're not exercising. You don't need a PhD in medicine, in some field of health and wellness or medicine, or an MD for that matter, to figure out, wait a second, how can a population have those kinds of features to it and be living longer? Medical science, medical technology can keep people, unhealthy people who are ridden with morbidity, alive for a long time. Some of you listening probably know of people that are not very healthy but being kept alive by medical science. And there's nothing, I'm not saying that that's a wrong thing. I'm just saying that maybe, you know, this living longer business is not necessarily a function of us doing better. It's maybe a function of medical science and technology doing better. As I always say, there's room for improvement. I'll be back.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Hi, I'm Kate. When I asked my health food store to recommend a natural solution to improve my digestive health, they suggested their best-selling probiotic, Ultimate Flora Critical Care. It has 50 billion live probiotic cultures in every capsule. I was surprised to learn that a poor diet, aging, and even stress can deplete our bodies of billions of good bacteria. That's why I take one Ultimate Flora Critical Care probiotic a day to help maintain my digestive balance, support my immune health, and help keep me regular. And my mother takes Ultimate Flora Senior Formula. It's formulated to help adults 50 and older maintain good digestive health, too. It's the Ultimate Flora difference that sold me. Each high-potency, once-daily formula includes strains that are scientifically studied for their specific health benefits. Plus, the delayed-release capsules protect the probiotics from harsh stomach acid. Ultimate Flora probiotics are available at health food stores everywhere. From Renew Life, the digestive care experts.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Now Foods. Our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
877-897-8255. That's a toll-free number. Wherever and however you may be listening, you can call the show anytime you want. No designated open lines time. Lines are always open. 877-897-8255. My guest today is Jessica Morris. Jessica has been on my show before, and I always enjoy having her on. She's an educator for Vega. And visit their website, MyVega, V-E-G-A, MyVega.com. And we're going to be talking about weight loss. Boy, we could spend the next millennia talking about weight loss. What do we need to do here? Is it diet? Is it exercise? What's the approach? How can you accomplish this? I certainly have commented on this and written about it, as I said, until, you know, I don't know, forever. But nevertheless, we're going to take a look at this today. And then Jessica has some ideas about it. Jessica, welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. It's good that you're on. The last time you tried to make it, you were a little under the weather.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, I was under the weather. There was a nasty cold going around Toronto, and my voice was not at its finest. So I thought I would hold back and wait for next time when I had a little bit of a better voice. So here I am today, super excited to be here, of course.
Oh, great.
So thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I track you on, well, of course, we're on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. So I see your posts on Facebook, and sometimes I see you out doing demonstrations, exercising, doing all kinds of stuff. You're always staying in shape. Didn't I see you one day dragging some tire or something down the street?
Yes, I was doing sled pulls down the street.
Oh, is that what what's that called? Sled pulls?
Sled pulls is 250 pounds, yes.
Was it a tire? Was that, is my memory right about that?
It was not a tire, no. There were just different weights on a sled with
okay.
a rope, and then you
All
pull
right.
it. Yeah.
All right. I thought maybe you had some giant tractor wheel or something, you know.
Maybe next week.
You're always doing things like that.
Yeah, you got to push yourself.
Man. What else? What other kinds of crazy exercises do you do?
I do lots of stuff, but you know what? A lot of the movements I do, and a lot of the movements I focus on, are all compound. So things like pull-ups and squats, where you're using many muscles at the same time, so you can really, really benefit from those exercises.
Mm-hmm. Push-ups.
Yep, you got it.
Push-ups, pull-ups. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you do that? Do you train regularly during the week?
Yes. Definitely I do.
So how many days a week do you train?
I train 5 to 6 days a week. I always have 1 to 2 rest days because
Absolutely.
I think rest is extremely important, especially if you want to get stronger. So about 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah, I take 2 days off typically, at least one day. Sometimes I'll train 6 days a week. The sixth day would be yard work and stuff. But I'm moving. But the other 5 days are in the gym with a program, systematic program that I have. And so I'm similar to you. I do believe you have to give the body a rest. You can overtrain, right?
Of course you can.
Mm-hmm. And most of your colleagues at Vega, I've had a lot of the educators from Vega on, I think most now everybody, they all seem to have this propensity or predilection to do what you do. You all seem to be, you know, they're either walking around with a bicycle in their hand or a surfboard or something or other, jump rope. I see their pictures. They're always doing something, yeah?
Definitely. You know what? You think you're extremely fit until you work at Vega because everybody, you know, you're trying to stay fit. You're trying to keep up with everybody, but every single day you stay connected with all of your colleagues and you just see them doing such amazing things. So it's so inspiring to work with such great people who are physically active and healthy and just overall, you know, amazing.
Well, you make the point that you just made is an important one for the listener too and for all of us. Sometimes people get isolated and they try to do it on their own. They have no social network. They don't have a social connection, support system, if you will, to help them with some program, especially either a weight loss program, an exercise regimen, or both. And they get isolated and they don't, there's no social support, no inspiration from others, no encouragement. You know, everybody has up and down days. Some days you do better than others. I think that's critical in weight loss, for example. We're going to talk about that today, to have social support. What's your take on that?
You know what? I completely agree. They say that you are who you surround yourself with. So I think it's crucial for people to surround themselves with healthy people, so people who are active, people who eat well, because you'll be influenced positively by the people you surround yourself with. So I would completely agree with you on that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social support really makes a difference. In your lifetime, have you ever tried one weight loss diet or another?
I have tried every weight loss diet or another because, you know what, I'm the type of person that doesn't like to put someone, a client, a friend, a family member on any type of, you know, meal plan or way of eating or diet unless I've tried it myself.
When we come back, I'd like to hear some of your experiences about weight diets that you've tried. I'll share with you and the listener probably some weight loss diets that are really somewhat, how can I put it, a little peculiar and maybe not worth trying and maybe even dangerous. So how is it that you can lose weight? Should you focus on diet? Should you focus on exercise? What should you do? Well, we're going to try to sort this out today. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Even if you're not overweight and you're not on a campaign to lose weight, you might know somebody who is, and you could help them by listening today. We'll be right back.
Still looking for your fountain of youth? It's Zennia. Look no further than the beauty aisle of your favorite health and nutrition store. Zennia is the newest product from Form Essentials, the brand that brought you Solace. So you know it's filled with the highest quality ingredients. Many cosmetic products only treat topically, while Zennia addresses aging and hair loss from within. Formulated to support the growth of radiant hair, skin, and nails, Zennia is sure to help you turn back the hands of time and assist you in aging gracefully. Zennia provides a spectrum of key vitamins and other evidence-based natural ingredients such as alpha lipoic acid, biotin, collagen, and elastin peptides, all combined in one capsule for your convenience. By promoting beauty from the inside out, you are strengthening your cells and creating a lasting enhancement to your natural beauty. Zennia fits into your daily routine and can be taken to boost your current cosmetic products. Available now at leading health and nutrition stores. Ask for Zennia by name. Start taking Zennia hair, skin, and nails today and get ready to look amazing. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Flora, premium organic oils, teas, tonics, and supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Over the years, there have been any number of weight loss diets to come along. I mean, there are scores, if not hundreds of them. And I'm not making this up. I've reported on some of these diets in the past. They masquerade under a lot of different names. There is a diet that's performed by the lunar cycle. It's called the werewolf diet. It's sometimes called the lunar diet, and this is you simply fast according to the lunar calendar. I'm not making this up, honestly. And people do this stuff, and it allows only water and juice during a full or new moon. And supposedly, a person will lose up to 6 pounds of water weight in a single day. And then, the extended version of the diet starts with day-long fasts and continues with specific eating plans for each different phase of the moon. Honestly. Then there's the cookie diets. There are several of them. Dr. Siegel's cookie diet. Smart for life cookie diet. Really? The Hollywood cookie diet. They all assert that if you eat cookies, you'll lose weight. I could get into the nuts and bolts of it. I'm just, never mind. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Have you tried any of those diets that I just...
You know what? I have to admit, I've never tried the lunar diet or the cookie diet, but I would love to know anyone who has tried them, and I'd love to hear their experiences with those.
What about the Master Cleanse Lemonade diet? Have you ever tried that one?
I have not tried that one, actually. I've tried the mixture of it to taste it, but I haven't gone the full 7-10 days of the diet itself.
This has been one of the more long-standing weight loss diets. It's been around for a number of decades, and there are so many different variations on a theme here. They all involve living for days and days just on lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper, mixed in water. And you will shed a lot of water weight with this diet, but it's not sustainable. None of these diets are sustainable, like the baby food diet. Honestly, I'm not making this up. These are real. Crazy, no?
I definitely agree it's crazy. You know, cabbage soup diet, like you said, baby food diet, all these cleanses. I'm a huge fan of sustainability in terms of finding a way of eating that is going to be long term and that's actually going to be practical. Because otherwise, if you're doing these crazy extreme diets, you're not going to be able to keep up with it. You're not going to go out to dinner, you know, with your friends and ask for baby food because it's not on the menu for you, right? So if you do, you know, follow a baby food diet, it's not very sustainable. So I'm really, really, really enthusiastic about finding something that works long term.
Absolutely. And that is healthy.
Of course.
I mean, you could find something that works long term, but it could undermine your health. And I know that was implied in your comment. So we have the old standbys, diet and exercise. Just because, you know, we're being a little critical of these fad diets, these weight loss fad diets, that's not to say that diet doesn't play a role in weight loss. That would be silly, wouldn't it?
Of course. Nutrition is huge. It's paramount when it comes to your overall body weight, if you're looking to lose weight or if you're just looking to reach your optimal weight. So in my opinion, the marriage between exercise and nutrition truly is the best in terms of if you are looking for ultimate weight loss goals. I think the marriage between the two is the best thing that you can do for yourself. If you had to choose one, I would say, you know, if I had to say percentage wise, I would say 70% you should focus on your nutrition, what you're eating, and then 30% you should focus on your exercise. If you had to choose, nutrition is paramount.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm going to use the term dieting here to mean weight loss diets, okay? And in my comments that are to follow. And I wrote an article talking about dieting is not an effective and healthy treatment for overweight and obesity. And I argue in the article that dieting does not work in the treatment of overweight and obesity. Specifically, I said that dieting is not a successful, scientifically and clinically proven method of achieving sustained long-term weight loss. Again, I'm using the word dieting to mean weight loss diets. And that's the bad news. The worst news is that, and see if you agree or disagree with this, that not only does dieting hinder the achievement of successful weight loss or is otherwise counterproductive, but it most often leads to weight cycling, which is the repeated losing and regaining of weight, which has been shown to put people's health, the health of dieters using these fad diets in further jeopardy. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know what? I completely agree with a lot of the articles you've written because I've read some of them on your website, and I do agree. And I think that for sustainability of weight loss, people need to focus on the quality of their food and not go on any extreme diets that are not sustainable. Because, yeah, of course, you can lose weight really, really quickly doing some crazy cleanse or some way of eating. But like you said, scientifically, it's been proven that, you know, you'll gain that weight back very fast, and you might even gain that weight back plus some extra weight, right? So we do want to focus on sustainability and finding a way of eating that is nutritious and delicious.
Well, you know, you make an interesting point in the phrase that you use, quality of food. And I wrote in my notes, quality of food versus quantity of food. What do you think about that? Quality of food versus quantity of food with respect to weight loss?
So what I think about that is a lot of people are focused purely on numbers and purely on calories. So they think to themselves, well, you know what? I have a mark I have to hit today, whether it's 1,200 calories or 13 or 14, whatever their goal of calories is for the day. They are too focused on numbers, and all they do is they eat whatever they want as long as they hit these numbers. Now, in my opinion, I would prefer a client to focus on the quality of their food and the nutrition in their food. So eating the most nutrient-dense foods that fit into their plan, I think, is the best way to go, because that way they're getting their vitamins, they're getting their minerals, their antioxidants. They're going to be benefiting from these nutrient-dense foods versus just focusing on calories in and calories out.
That's well said. And, you know, portion control certainly is important. That's a principle that's used in weight loss. I talk with my clients about that. You have to practice some portion control, which will then, you know, that gets at quantity. But Jessica's point about quality of food, Not all calories are, they're equal in terms of energy that they create, but they're not equal in terms of their nutritional value. And that's a difference. There's a lot of difference, for example, between a Vega protein bar and some candy bar. They could have the same number of calories in them, but at the end of the day, which one has more nutritional value? Well, of course you know the answer to that.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it is needed and out of the arteries where it is not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone helpful alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care is the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. Isn't it time you take bone health into your own hands? Bone Strength Take Care can be found in all fine health stores. For more information about New Chapter or Bone Strength Take Care, visit newchapter.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, prevent, or treat any disease.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
Natural Factors presents.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. How would you like to feel more calm, centered, and alert with greater mental focus and clarity? PharmaGABA, a special natural form of the major brain chemical GABA, can help. Our brain can naturally produce GABA, but sometimes we don't produce enough. So taking it as a supplement can give your brain a GABA boost. PharmaGABA is a clinically proven form that is considerably more effective than other forms. PharmaGABA produces favorable changes in brainwave patterns as well as a dramatic reduction in markers of stress, including salivary cortisol levels. PharmaGABA is fast-acting with feelings of calmness and mental focus experienced within 5 minutes of taking PharmaGABA. So, if you want to feel calmer with greater mental clarity and focus and need a fast-acting help to cope with a stressful day, give PharmaGABA a try. I think you'll be glad you did.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Right Way Nutrition, nutrition the right way. Nutrix Hawaii, more nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. I want to remind you that, being that it's Monday, that the show is not only broadcast, of course, on the radio, as you're listening to it in your neck of the broadcast woods, but it's also on WeBeamTV.com. And you can watch the show as it's being broadcast. John Gaston is in studio with me today. He sets all the equipment up. He owns WeBeamTV.com. And you also, if you go to the website, you'll see a picture, an image of Jessica Morris. Of course, we don't have cameras where she is. If we could arrange that, we would do it. But she's in somewhere in Toronto, I think. Right, Jessica?
You're right about that. Yep.
Okay. But we do have a picture of you. I think it was your seventh grade picture from I think we found it. You have some of your friends who send it to me. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I'm just joking, of course. It's one of the, which one did you put? Oh, it's, oh, there she is. I'm looking at you now. Looks like you're drinking, lawn grass.
Green juice.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe you went out in the yard and took the grass and, you know, blended.
Oh, no.
No, no. That's a very nice photo. You have your green drink in your hand. Yeah, you look healthy, you know, bright and alert. We're all good. Yeah. So, you're not in any rush today, right?
Nope.
Good. So we can talk. I like to take my time, as you notice, and talk about things a little bit before we get to solutions and to talk about the problem. You know, people, you know this, and I know you know because you're in this business. People struggle so mightily with losing weight. I think the people in this country are we're preoccupied with weight loss, and for good reason. I mean, and we fall prey. We fall prey to these fad diets. But I went and I did a little analysis. I took a lot of fad diets and I started to look at them. And I said, what are some of the common features about these fad diets that I think are problematic? One, for example, is that I think that they restrict or otherwise ban certain macronutrients like carbs, fat, and protein. And then they favor other ones, which leads to an unbalanced and unhealthy approach, right? Like the low carb, high protein diet, or the high fat, low protein, low carb. What do you think about that kind of approach?
Well, you know what? I don't believe in anything that is extreme. I think that everything in balance is a good approach. And for including, you know, if you want to stay sane, I think having all of your macronutrients in all of your meals is the best way to go. I think cutting one macronutrient out isn't realistic.
And people are fearful, not so much of protein. They will line up and sign up for a high protein diet, but they might be a little bit more reluctant to sign up for a high-fat diet or a high-carb diet. It's the carbs and the fat that get vilified here, don't they?
Yep, and you know what? I find that people are really, really scared of fat because of the whole low-fat craze, you know, that happened in the 70s and the 80s, and they're scared that fat makes them fat. But in actuality, if you're eating the right types of fats, so quality fats, so that can include anything from avocados to coconut oil, they're actually going to help you lose weight. So I'd love, you know, for your listeners to realize that you shouldn't be afraid of fat or any food. As long as it's a good quality food and you're eating it in the proper moderation, then you should be good.
Jessica Morris, educator for Vega Foods. These fad diets also assume that one diet fits all. By ignoring the dieter's eating habits, lifestyle, ethnicity, culture, caloric needs, ability to exercise, medical conditions, you know, one diet does not fit all. And these diets, Jessica, can place a person's health in serious jeopardy, especially when they follow them for a long time, can cause all kinds of medical problems, dehydration, constipation, nausea, headaches, ketosis, kidney failure, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure. I can go on and on. Insomnia, muscle mass. I mean, some of these diets are darn right dangerous, and one should take great care and caution, I think, before they start one. I mean, that's just sensible. I mean, I know you would agree with that for sure.
Definitely agree with you, yes.
So what do you have in mind? Going back to your point from a little earlier, you said quality of food is a key. You're right on the money, I think. What do you specifically have in mind? What is there something from Vega that would improve the quality of a person's food intake?
Well, definitely. So all of our products are clean. They are plant-based and they're extremely nutrient dense. So there are no ingredients in any of our products that are there just purely for taste or purely to impress people. They're all functional ingredients. And that's one thing I absolutely love about Vega is the functionality of everything. Everything is there for a purpose. We have our sport products, we have our all-in-one nutritional shake, and all of the ingredients are beneficial for not just weight loss, but just for overall energy and vitality.
The Vega One nutritional shake. First of all, let me ask you this question. At the peril of being accused of being too calorie conscious here, how many calories in one serving of Vega One?
Well, it depends on the flavor that you're consuming, but it could be anywhere from 130 calories to about 150 or 60 calories.
So 130 to 150. What's interesting about that product, that there are carbohydrates in the product, right?
Yep.
There's fat in the product, yes?
Yes.
And there's protein.
You got it.
To support the point you just made a moment ago that you can have all three macronutrients in play and do it in a healthy way. We come back, we'll get into the second portion of the show. We're going to continue our conversation with Jessica Morris, educator for Vega. Visit their website, myvega.com. Take a look at their, you'll see, you'll get a sense of their mission, their philosophy, their products. The company is based in Canada, correct?
Yep.
Vancouver, no? Is it Vancouver?
Yep. You got it.
And you live in Toronto.
I do.
And I've been to Toronto. It's a beautiful city. It's a very cosmopolitan city, highly multi-ethnic, all kinds of languages spoken there. It's a wonderful city. Were you born and raised there?
I was.
Wow. Do you speak French?
I do not speak French, just a little bit, but nothing too much.
People in Montreal would be more inclined to speak French if they were born.
Oh,
that's more French-oriented. Yeah, Toronto's right near the Niagara Falls, yes?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Short drive away.
Exactly. So when we come back, we'll continue this conversation on best approaches for weight loss, sensible, healthy ways. You are listening to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
We're back to Straight Talk with our special guest, Count Dracula. Count, what's up with your dislike of garlic? Don't you know it's vital to overall health?
Darling, I worry about the bad breath.
Not with Kyolic-aged garlic extract. It's tasteless and odorless. It enhances your immune system and improves circulation. It's great for your heart, too.
Kyolic helps my heart? How?
Recent UCLA medical research demonstrates that Kyolic supports healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels, while also slowing plaque formation in the arteries.
I am centuries old, but I could always use a few more wonderful years.
The secret's out to living longer and healthier. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, KYOLIC.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.